Good morning. I'm reminded today of one of my favorite New Yorker magazine cartoons. Do you know New Yorker magazine? If it's known for anything, it's known for its cartoons. Very right to the point. Usually there's a picture and there's a phrase under it, and that's it. This one came from actually years ago. It's one of my favorites. You may have heard me refer to it. So it's a picture of two people. One person's talking to the other. And the person doing the talking, you can see from the picture, this is the person doing the talking. And says to the other person, "Well, enough about me. Let's talk about you. So what do you think about me?" On so many levels, there's so much to that statement. Enough about you. Let's talk about me. Enough about me. Let's talk about you. You know, what do you think about me? Isn't there something in all of us where we want to know what people think about us? We want to know what people think about this self that I'm presenting. You know, oftentimes it's called the persona, that part that we present to people. We kind of want affirmation. We want people to kind of admire it. Can you let me know? You know, it's a part of who we are. It's a way oftentimes we can engage in relationships, in friendships. I believe that Jesus had a very different way of entering into relationships, of entering into friendships. So often when we meet someone for the first time, we try to show them our best side. When Jesus met someone for the first time, he tried to show them their best side. Jesus reached out into the lives of others and called forth something in each person that he encountered. And it's interesting, if you look at that, how did Jesus do that? How did he do that? He actually did it by forgiving them. By forgiving them. Now that may not speak to you right now because of the way I think sometimes we understand forgiveness. Sometimes it's hard for us to accept forgiveness. Did you ever have someone say to you, "I forgive you"? And you say, "Well, you forgive me? You know, I'm sorry, I forgive you." It's almost like we can't accept it. It's almost like we tend to think that this other person who's forgiving us thinks they're somehow better than us. We have such a way of looking at forgiveness that it's hard to really see, I think, the fullness of what it can offer us. It's said that 2/3 of the teachings of Jesus are about forgiveness, either directly or indirectly. 2/3 about forgiveness. Because when Jesus encountered someone, for Jesus, forgiveness was about calling forth from this other person what Jesus saw. Calling forth from this person what God saw in their life, in their hearts, how they were created to be, and trying to push aside so much of what prevented them from seeing that. Can you identify with that in your life? The things in our lives that so get in the way of us seeing who we are. It's what sin is. Those things that can kind of overwhelm our lives and get in the way of our seeing the wonder and beauty of what God's calling us to. In the gospel reading, we see Peter. I love Peter. Whenever Peter speaks in the scriptures, listen. Because Peter is us. Or I'll say this, Peter is me. I'll assume that. I don't want to assume that on you. But listen to Peter. There's such an honesty with what he says and what he states. And the relationship between he and Jesus is just an interesting one. So in the gospel reading today, Peter is saying to Jesus, almost sounds like a young child. The statement is, "Jesus, how often should I forgive?" But you could picture Peter saying to Jesus, "Okay, so how often do I have to do this? How often do I have to forgive? Is seven times enough? Is that enough? Seven times? Is seven times good? And Jesus says, in a way, oh, Peter, not seven times, 77 times. In other versions of this story, it's 70 times, seven times. What Jesus, I think, is really saying is forgiveness is just a part of our lives. It's just a part of the journey. It's not something that you do here or there seven times and it's done. It's just a part of our lives. And it's not something we do when we're finished, but it's ongoing. Because there's a certain brokenness in our lives. There's a certain brokenness in our world and creation. And forgiveness is a way of recognizing that and realizing that what's before us is not the fullness of who we are. But we're called to something more. We're called to some kind of fullness. And it's ongoing. Think about relationships you have. Any good, healthy relationship you have is probably based on forgiveness. Calling forth from the other that which they need to let go of and trying to call forth something that perhaps they can't see. Offering that forgiveness, offering that challenge, offering that invitation is something we have to accept in all of our lives. To live into that. Now, in the gospel reading, we hear about the story of a servant who owes his lord a lot. Many scripture scholars say that description of what this servant owes is the equivalent to perhaps $1 million, and it just can't pay it back. And the lord forgives him that debt. And then the story is, then he goes. That servant who's just forgiven that debt goes to someone else who owes him a fraction of what he owed his lord. He owes the equivalent to maybe like $100. But he's on it. He's not forgiven it. He is calling this person to pay his debt. No room for forgiveness there. In many ways, it's an example of how when forgiveness isn't transformative, it really doesn't get into our hearts, into our lives, and move us to be something more, move us to be something different. To me, that's what forgiveness does. It transforms us. It invites us to see ourselves in ways we've never seen ourselves. And we never reach perfection. It isn't about perfection. It's about accepting the brokenness. So in a few moments, we will kneel and we will confess our sins. Now, there are some Sundays where, you know, I think if we're honest with each other, we just kneel down, we say the prayer, we move on to the next thing. But perhaps today we could really reflect on that. You know, what can I let go of to see myself more as God sees me? How can I let go of those things and get beyond them? And realize that this idea of confessing our sins is not just about me and God. This is not just a me and God thing. But we are part of a community. We are connected to each other in so many ways. We are part of so many communities. We're part of the community here at St. Paul's. We're part of communities in our neighborhoods, in our workplace. We're part of our country. All have a brokenness in them. All have a need for forgiveness and healing and wholeness. And so when there's brokenness in our world, when there's brokenness in our society, we're a part of that. And we seek God's forgiveness for that brokenness. And how can I be part of engaging in changing that brokenness and trying to bring this world to see itself in a different way? Our world needs that. We all know that. I don't think I have to convince anybody of that. There is a brokenness, there is a divisiveness, and we need to somehow find a way to call forth God's presence, God's love, God's beauty in our lives. And only happens through forgiveness and realizing that we're part of this. We're all part of this together. So forgiveness is not just a me and God thing, but it's an us together. And how can I engage with my community to make this community different? To make it better, to make it live into the dream that God has for it. So as we gather together today, I invite you into that sense of forgiveness and realizing that it is a lifelong journey. And there is a certain patience about it. Not a patience that we just let it go on, but realizing this happens not overnight, but it's our life journey. Notice in the gospel reading that sense of be patient with me. Be patient with me. And perhaps, you know, as I stand here in your midst, as we all stand here together as sinners, together, be patient with me. Be patient with one another. Be patient with those you love. But not a patience that just ignores, but a patience that invites, nourishes, nurtures, brings about forgiveness and a hope and a dream and a vision of us moving forward together in faith as we move to the hope that God has for us. Let us be a forgiving people and understand the richness of what these readings call us to today.